K4DJC.
C, K4CHY, how are you doing, Jerry?
Good afternoon, Keith. Good to hear you. At our Texas Roadhouse lunch today, so we've enjoyed that after waiting all week long to have one. Hope you're doing good today.
It's been pretty good. We made a run with a trailer load of brush to the landfill, so we're going to celebrate that accomplishment with some, going to do the roadhouse thing in the kitchen, over.
Yep, that'll be good too. You know how to do it. You know exactly how to cook it, I guess is a tri-temp, is that what you use, or no, it's a sirloin, I guess you said you, put it in a pan for a while and finish it off in the oven.
It's a center cut sirloin, and they look like fillets, and they're almost as tender as a fillet, not quite, but they're pretty close and significantly cheaper than the fillet over.
The fillets are just, unless you can get a deal on them, they're just out of sight now. I haven't been cooking out, I haven't cooked out any about the last 3 weeks or so. I may again if the weather warms up a little bit. The weather hadn't really felt like fooling with it. You know, it's because we've been going down there once a week on Saturdays and having our beef fixed then. But it was good down there today. There were a lot of people in there, but it was really good. It was well done. It was correctly cooked and real tender today, even more so than usual. But I think they, I don't know, I'm not sure what they use for theirs, but it's a good cook for sirloin, but much better than the other two. The three main steakhouses in town anyway, the, you know, chains.
I wish we had one around this area. If it wasn't far to drive, I tend to do like you and just do a weekly visit there and save that little bit of time in the kitchen. I don't mind paying a little extra for it if I'm sit down and just order it, somebody bring it out to me. We don't have much for good steakhouses up here. Copper River used to be really good. The last couple of times I went, they were still good, but not like they used to be. But I guess that's about anywhere nowadays. But yeah, if we had a Texas Roadhouse nearby or a Longhorn, I'd be a frequent flyer over.
And we went to the Texas Roadhouse years ago. We just started going back this year, actually, after the COVID lockdown thing. We've been going probably about maybe 3 or 4 months or so. After we've been through Longhorn and Outback, and Logan's really hard to get in and out here, and I haven't eaten at Logan's in years, but, you know, Outback was good for a while, but it's just, they put too much stuff on this taste. I just like mine just plain. I like mine, you know, I like mine fire grill too, and the last filet I had, just for a filet at Longhorn, it was like $22 or something like that, and it wasn't any more tender. At least I couldn't tell much difference between it and the one that's a sirloin at the Texas Roadhouse. I've never had a filet there. I may try one of these days. But they're consistently good. They're still not open at lunch here except on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's just, you just got to get there earlier, be prepared to wait. And it opens at 3 in the afternoon. 3 is just too late. I mean, too late in the day for me to eat. I can't wait that long to eat. I mean, I can, but I'd rather not, you know.
What you mean there, we, especially on weekends, we usually get a late start on the eating thing. So we typically do brunch, not breakfast. So everything is shifted from there. So yeah, it'd be probably too early to hit them when they open, and you know, like we discussed before, you get there too much after about 4 o'clock, and there's a line out the door, so that'll tell you that they're decent too. So, but yeah, last time Wendy was out of town, I was by myself. I was down that way anyway, and I thought, yeah, might as well hit the roadhouse, and I got a fillet that night, and it was really good. I was really pleased, especially for the price of it. Over.
That. I remember you telling me that you kind of slipped away that day, and Lynn and kids, Lynn and my daughter and grandkids can be out of town sometime around the 19th, the weekend of the 19th. I might just treat myself to a fillet that Saturday, maybe. Who knows? But we really don't eat much in the morning. We don't eat real early. But we don't eat much. We don't usually eat late in the evening either. It's just, I have a hard time sleeping if I get too full after about 7 o'clock or so.
I got you. Yeah, like I said, we kind of defer. I don't really, during the week when I'm working, I don't really eat much for breakfast. I've always been the one that, you know, I got to be up a while before I eat. I can't just get up and eat breakfast, so I usually don't eat breakfast during the week. And then on weekends, again, I'm accustomed to sleeping in on weekends, so that gets a late start on breakfast by the time I am ready to do something. So like I said, it kind of defers the whole schedule. I'm about to get up and here in a couple of minutes and go work on our steaks for the night, and this will be one of the earliest nights we've had the steaks done, so... But, yeah, we finished eating the brunch probably just before noon, so getting kind of overdue for it now. And I was going to tell you, too, we did go last Monday, or this past Monday was our 35th anniversary, and we did go over to Calhoun Quarters and had their Imperial Filet, which is a filet with lump crab meat on top and covered in Bernaise sauce. It was just super good, but, you know, Calhoun Corners, it's also pretty expensive, too.
Sounds good. Where is that located? I'm not familiar with that restaurant.
So, I get that from a lot of people. It's in Clemson. Do you know where the train station is in Clemson? It's up behind the train station. And it's kind of a high-end restaurant. I guess that's why it's not really widely known, but they do a good business. We tend to do that mostly on anniversaries, you know, for special occasions, and it's usually an anniversary. We'll go over there and treat ourselves every now and then. Over.
Yeah, I hadn't been over there in years, but I know the area there pretty well, but... It sounds like a really good place. I have to check it out. We don't usually eat out. Like, we don't eat out anything real fancy that often. It's very, very seldom for us. We don't want to, you know, we like to kind of stay here close to the house anyway. We did a couple of nice places in Greenville every once in a while. I'm planning on going to Lost Cajun maybe next week or the week after. I've got to go over there for dermatologist appointment one day next week, and next week I go over there for guy's gonna look at one of my dental implants to see what he can do to help that, and so we may go one afternoon over there to Lost Cajun over there on Pelham, but I'm not real sure. It's, I know it's still open. I'm not sure if they serve lunch there or not. But it's always good though. I mean, we've had good luck there anyway as far as the food. But I'll have to check out Calhoun Corners. And like I said, I've not heard of that place, but yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Because like I said, once we kind of get in a routine, Keith, we kind of stick to it.
I know what you mean there, too. We're a lot the same. And like I said, Calhoun Corners is a high-end place. So if you do get ready to try it out, it should probably be a special occasion and be prepared to spend some money. But... they come over and was giving us the specials for the night, and I was thinking walking in, I'll probably just get the Imperial Filet. And she rattled off the first special was a grilled salmon, and I forget now the vegetables were bacon and something, bacon and something grilled, artichoke or Brussels sprouts. And it sounded really good, and it's like, I might try that. And then the other special was the Imperial Filet, so I defaulted back to that anyway.
Like twisting your arm, but it's close. That's a, that sounds really good. I have to, may have to try that one of these days. But anyway, well, I said we've had a pretty good week this week. We cleaned out a storage unit we'd had for some years. We got rid of some furniture, finally sold it off, and got that thing cleared out. And worked on some other things now, trying to keep unpacking boxes. And right now, I'm not sure if, you know, having a little trouble with my neck. I'm not real sure if I'm going to go to that Tam Fest in Stone Mountain. I'm supposed to Stone Mountain or not if I may, if I feel like going. But I'm not really looking for anything, so I may or may not go. It depends on the weather and how I feel that day, I guess. But you got any projects you're working on now?
Really? Other than fun work stuff and get word a couple of days ago that we are going to go back to working from home on a rotating schedule. So we're going to do 1 week in office and 2 weeks at the house. So, and my week starts the middle of November, so I'm kind of looking forward to that again. Other than that, I hadn't really been doing a lot, just, you know, working around the yard here. I hadn't done a lot for radio stuff. And I've got a vertical antenna, a multi-band vertical in there I need to pull out and set up and get it tuned up. And I still hadn't done that yet either. And like you said before, the weather's getting cool now, so it's going to have to be an exceptionally nice weekend for the season to be able to get out there and do that. I'm kind of looking forward to Lawrenceville. I'm not going to look for anything. It'll be mostly just window shopping, but Stacy and I tend to usually not miss that one. So, Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll probably be there.
If my brother-in-law is in town, he travels a lot. If he's in town, he lives in Duluth. If he's in town that weekend, I may go over there and let my wife visit with her sister, and he and I may run over there. It's not about 4 miles from the house, so we may do that on Saturday. Again, just depends on how everything's going, how we feel, how busy we are, and that sort of thing. That's good news about going back to being able to work from home again. I know you'll enjoy that. Of course, it'd be better if the weather was a little nicer, but I think we still got some warm weather coming up before it turns directly to winter. And I've been fiddling around with my 705 here and listening to some shortwave stuff and some other things. And, you know, the more I dig into it, the more features I find that I didn't know it had. But I really enjoy this radio. It's not for everybody. And one day I may break out an infit halfway or something, try it out, or maybe a link dipole and try it out sometime. But I just don't. I'm gonna have to be pretty committed to do that before I get there and start fiddling with string any wire up, anything like that. I do need another little bit of coax here, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and get it with a 240 UF and just run it. I'll run it by about 10 or 15 feet now. I may run it about 20 feet and move the antenna a little further. I may even put it over in the attic here next door to the through the wall over here, but I'm not sure if I'm up to, like I said, I'm not sure if I'm that committed to doing that yet or not, because it's not really that high off the ground. It works okay. It's just not a perfect situation, but it works okay. I'm running about 7.5 watts now. It seems to do pretty well on most anything I can hear reasonably, well.
radio at a good time, because I just here in the last week looked at those things again, and they price on them things have gone up considerably. I was kind of shocked when I seen it. But yeah, with it being you know, having 2 meter and 440 and the HF bands, I really like that idea, and I've always liked the idea of kind of QRP anyway. So you know, that way if you make an HF contact on that thing, it's you did something with it. So yeah, I've always been intrigued with the QRP stuff myself. So yeah, I keep looking at that radio. I'm probably gonna have to fall into some extra cash reserves before I'll actually fork out for one, but I do want to get one of them over.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I bought it on a whim. That radio makes sense to me, and you know, when I got this bi-inno battery, small bi-inno battery to feed it to, it makes a big difference. That way I don't have to worry about a noisy power supply, and it lasts a long time. Of course, I can charge it, you know, as you do your charges, you use at the same time. But if I'm listening to shortwave or something like that, I listen to a kind of help, you know, 2 meter 440 beam, and I can pick up most shortwave stuff, you know, reasonably powerful stations. And if the band's open, I can listen to, yeah, you know, the ham HF bands too as well. And it's actually got a really good receiver for, you know, FM broadcast. I can pick up a bunch of stations on this log periodic that I can't get with my regular radios. But it's been enjoyable to mess around with. It's, you know, it's compact. I do have a quick charger that I was using for my ID in my 52A, and I may sell that handheld, because this 705 does a decent one, does everything else I need anyway, plus I don't have to worry about, I got a little more power if I need it to. But it's been a really interesting rig to deal with. It's just much easier. You know, the menu system is pretty familiar with, you know, to me with using ICOMs in the past, and it's got a great screen, and it's just so compact. I can just about stick it anywhere. I could actually probably use it as a mobile rig, I guess, if I wanted to.
That's kind of what's intriguing me about it too, is just the portability and the versatility of it. You know, it's from the front it looks like a 7300 as far as the screen goes, and it's just a reduced package, and then they added 2 meter and 440 to it, so you can't beat that. And like, if you run it off the handheld battery, do you still get 5 watts out of the higher bands, 2 meter and 440?
The standard battery pack, like the one that comes with it, the one that comes on the 52, you get 5 full watts out of it, and the battery lasts a fairly long time. I mean, it's really kind of crazy, but in order to get 10, Keith, you got to have an external supply, like the bio-inno or off a card, you know, maybe a card. If you got the right kind of, plug-in in your car, you could probably run it, you know, your car, you know, not cigarette lighter, whatever they call it now, you could probably get 10 out of it that way too, but it only runs about 2 amps on 10 watts.
Nice. I wasn't sure if, I knew it would do 5 watts on HF, but I wasn't sure about the 2 meter and 440 on just that built-in battery pack, so yeah, that's pretty cool. I think you'd probably even sound great running 5 watts into this machine, because you definitely sound great on 7.5, so it's probably one of the most versatile radios they have out there now. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get in there and get in the kitchen and get started on dinner so we can eat a reasonable time for a change. And good talking to you, and hope you get everything straightened out and can get down to Florenceville next weekend.
I hope so as well. I plan on it if I can. You have a good afternoon. Enjoy your dinner, and it's great hearing from you as usual. And tell Mr. Stacy I said hello. He hadn't heard him on in a while. KN4CHY, N4DJC clear.
Gary, will do, and you all have a great night too, and as usual, good talking to you. N4DJC, KN4CHY, I'll be clear, 73.